You are listening to KAYT-FM, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 FM. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 FM. KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3 FM. And K261EB, Lake Charles, 100.1 FM. And online at www.kaytfm.com, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
This subject, God is. God is. Lest I be misunderstood this morning, I want it graphically understood that it is not my intention to grapple with anybody's beliefs in your God or in your religion. I realize that just like I have the right to my belief in my God and my religion, you likewise have the right to believe in your God and your religion. So I am not in no stretch of the imagination trying to distort your beliefs in your religion or your God. But permit me this morning, if you please, to compare the other religions and their God with my religion and my God. And then you choose ye this day the God that you will serve. There are approximately seven great religions in the world. And these religions of the world all have their various concepts and theories about their beliefs in their God or God. There is the religion of Hinduism, which began in the approximate year of 500 BC. There is Buddhism, which had its beginning in 563 BC. There is Zoroastrianism, which had its beginning in 680 B.C. Confucianism began in 551 B.C. Taoism began in 1000 B.C. You then have Shintoism, which began in 620 A.D. And Islam, which began in 570 A.D. The first distinguishable difference between these other religions and my religion and my God is that my God is antedated by these other gods. The inference as it relates to other gods seems to be that their God had a beginning. If you will notice, these religions began in 500 B.C. or in the 8th century B.C., etc. All of them are antedated by my God, because my God had no beginning. Before the beginning was ever begun, my God had already began to begin. My God is not a mere beginning, but he was begun before the beginning had its beginning. My God, Brother Walker, did not begin in B.C. nothing or in A.D. nothing. For the Bible simply says, in the beginning, God. And then when the psalmist was puzzled about when my God began, he simply concluded by saying, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. And the Apostle John, in the first chapter and first verse of his book, talks about my God's beginning when he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So then my God is antedated by all of these other gods. But before anything was, my God was. The next thing about these other religions is that the God or gods of the other religions are basically hitchhikers, particularly in their work. What I'm talking about is that these other gods were really statues, emblems, and images. For example, if you were a Buddhist, if you were rich enough or high enough, and you needed Buddha, your God, to come to see about you, you would have to do one of two things. Either you would have to travel all the way to India, to where Buddha is, or you would have to summon the priesthood of Buddhism to have Buddha brought to you. And if they brought Buddha to you, they would have to load him up on an ox cart and transport God Buddha to wherever you were. Well, I don't know how you feel about that, but as for me, I personally don't want a God when I need him and he's out somewhere thumbing a ride trying to get to where I am. No. I personally do not want a God that when I'm in trouble and when I'm sick and when I'm depressed, when I'm down and out, somebody has got to go and bring him and transport him to where I am. No. I don't know about you, but I don't want a God like that. I want a God who can come and see about me right now if he wants to. Personally, want a God that is quicker than right now, sooner than at once. I want a God that can do me like Hezekiah's God did him. You Bible readers remember that when King Hezekiah was sick, he was laying on his sick bed. The Bible says that he was sick unto death. The prophet Isaiah came into King Hezekiah's sick room and said, King Hezekiah, set thine house in order, for thou shalt surely die and not live. And while all of his immediate family and subjects or servants were standing around his bedside waiting on him to die, Hezekiah tuned them all out by turning his face to the wall and prayed that God would spare his life and would allow his moments to roll on just a little while longer. And when King Hezekiah turned back over, the angel was there moving the sun back 10 degrees, adding 15 more years to King Hezekiah's life. Now, that's the kind of God I like. That can move when he gets ready. I like a quick God. So then these other gods are hitchhikers, particularly in their work. The next distinguishable difference in my God and these other gods is that if you were a believer or worship in Buddhism, Hinduism, Shintoism, or Zoroastrianism, the only thing that you could really marvel about is that these gods were really beautiful. They were statues that had been made out of precious stones and delicate elements of the earth. Some of these other gods had diamond eyes and ruby lips. They were made out of marble, jade, sapphire, and other precious stones. These other gods, Buddha, for example, you would have to marvel, oh, what beautiful diamond eyes Buddha got. Oh, how bright the gold shined on Buddha's chest. Oh, how the silver would glitter around the Zoroastrian sacred seven statues. For these gods could sure enough sit and shine in the noonday sun. But there was no personal contact. There was no personal dealing between the believer and the pretty god. I don't know about you, but as for me, I like a God that does not only sit and shine in the noonday sun, but comes and do in the midnight hour. I like a God who I've got some personal contact. Don't care how busy my God is, I'd like to know that he's got time for me. Why don't y'all say amen? Got time for me. I'm a God who I can say fed me when I was hungry. Picked me up when I was down. Healed my body when I was sick. Paid my rent when I was put out doors. I want a God who I've got personal contact. Personal dealings with. Yes, my God got the whole world in the palm of his hand. But he still got time to deal with little old me. My God is mine. Yours, yes, but still mine. He's my God. Let me show you if you don't mind. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow all the days of, and then will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He's mine. So I like a God who I've got personal contact. Dealing with. That's the kind of God I have. Well, the question arises at this point. When is God God? And what makes God God? Well, let's see. God is, first of all, when he has made everything that has been made. Like the stars glowing like white pearls, laying on blue velvet. Like the flowers that are fringed and painted by God's glory. Like the streams that are crystal clear, threading a vast continent. Like the heavens declare the glory of God and shows forth his handiwork. Through it all, God seems to be saying, God is, thou art, I am the Lord, I am God. What do you mean? Creation without a creator? Who can conceive of such a thing? Because given the creature, the creator becomes an axiom. Here's what I'm talking about. There cannot be a here without a there. There cannot be a before without an app. There cannot be an upper without a lower, a right without a wrong. There can be no love without somebody who loves. There can be no creation without a creator. There can be no thought without a thinker. No action without an actor. There can be no book without an author. There can be no watch without a watchmaker. No design without a designer. God is. When he has made everything that was made. You believe me when I tell you. For when we stop today, look around at our world, at everything that has been made, we must conclude that God is. Yes, it was God who stood behind the purple hills of eternity, mapped out his plans for the construction of this world, and then stepped up on nothingness, reached from nothing back through nowhere until he got somewhere. Then my God grabbed a hold of something, brought something from somewhere all the way back through nowhere, and then hung something on nothing. It was God who wrapped the draperies of the rainbow around the shoulders of the stars, called it a calm and peaceful day. It was God who looked out into space, caused worlds to twirl, and every planet in space took its respective place. It was God himself that took little diamond stick pins called stars and put them into the blue ether. It was God that grabbed the silvery queen of the night, the moon, and made her move unmolested across the uncharted dark. It was God that put the sun to shine as king of the day. Put the sun where it has been, where it's supposed to be, where it will always be until he gets ready to move the sun. It was God, I tell you. Spoke to Mother Nature. Mother Nature dressed up in a green garment. Rolled this terrestrial ball into space. Baptized it with a liquid mist. It was God that carpeted the ground green with grass. Packed it down with daffodils, hollyhocks, snapdragons, lilies, roses, and trees. In other words, he ordered a variety of blooming flowers transfigured into a marvelous attraction. It was God that measured the world with the span of his hand, tucked the waters in the hem of his garment. It was God, I tell you, that took the nail of his index finger, entrenched the earth and caused rivers and rivulets to flow. It was God that took the clouds and hung them on nothing and made them crash above our heads like unbridled steeds. It was God that guides the course of the zigzag lightning, makes that lightning stab and dagger upon the naked bosom of yonder space. It was God that took the thunder dogs, made them bow, made thunder roar like a thousand chariot wheels rumbling on distant battlefields. It was God, I tell you. Oh, yeah, I'm right today, children. It was God. It was God, I tell you, that took the little dipper of seven stars and dipped his finger into the mystic fountain of the blue and decorated yonder's heaven. It was God that shot comets on the birthday of time and had them seeking everything that has been made. Yes, this world of ours is really nothing but an autograph album that is picturesque with mountain ranges, vast oceans, trees, lakes, forests, with thousand hills, molecules, atoms, with protons, neutrons, electrons, with fields and starry skies. Take a microscope and see worlds in a drop of water. Take a telescope and look at landscapes millions of miles away. Take a spectrograph and look at the gold in the sun, the copper on Mars, the iron in the moons of Jupiter. All of it bears the signature of the Almighty God. It's like John said, everything that was made by him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. God is when he has made everything that has been made. God is. Then God is when he shows that he is a God of order. Just look at how much order there is in this world. Yes. Order. Order, order, order. There is order. The earth always moves around the sun. The earth makes her journey. That's comprised of 558 million miles, moving at a speed of 68,000 miles per hour. This earth is being warmed by a sun that's almost 100 million miles away. Wrapped around this earth of ours is an ether that is at sub-zero degrees. But still our earth swirls on its axis at 19 miles per second. God is when he is a God of order. Order, 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 order. God is a God of order. See what I'm talking about? Spring always follows. Summer always follows spring. Fall always follows summer. The earth always rotates every 24 hours. The world always moves around the sun in a complete revolution. Every 12 months, every 52 weeks, every 365 days, every 8,760 hours, every 525,600 minutes, the earth does that all the time. Because my God, he is a God of order. Order. Order, 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 order. God is a God of order. You act like you ain't convinced. Well, let me show you. Look at the bumblebee. The bee, you understand? You can see the intricacy of the bee's mysterious structure and operation. The bumblebee has three pairs of legs. The bumblebee has from 2,000 to 3,000 little tiny sense plates on his nose. The bee flaps or beat his wings 190 times per second, or 11,400 times per minute. And I said, my God, you're the God of all. You still act like you're not convinced. I tell you what you do. Everything that hatches an egg, hatches that egg in the multiple of seven. The multiple of seven. Sunday. The duck day. Hatches four times seven. Every 28 days. The eagle egg. Hatches five times seven. Every 35 days. The parrot or ostrich egg. Hatches six times seven. Every 42 days. And the snake egg. Hatches seven times seven. Every 49 days. My God is a God of order. For the benefit of you who still don't believe, I'll show you something else that's order. Look at a watermelon. Don't care how big a watermelon is. It has an even number of stripes around it. No matter how big an orange is, it always has an even number of segments. No matter how small or big an ear of corn is, there is always an even number of grains. Yes, sir. I said, my God, yes, is a God of order. Well, you're still acting tight. Let me show you something else. It's my God that can take a black cow, make him eat green grass, make him grow red hair, give out white milk, and churn up yellow butter. My God can take green grass and make that grass produce milk for a cow, wool on a sheep, feathers on a goose. My God is a God of honor. Woo! He's a God of honor. I said he is a God. A God of honor. I'm going to move on. So God is, when he is, a God of honor. I'm going to take my time. In a hurry, go on. Then my God is God when he does not need no repairing. The Buddhist, you know, every now and then, every 5 or 10 years, Buddha's diamond eye would get a little loose, and they would have to mix up some more cement and put Buddha's eye back in his head. Every now and then, Buddha's arm would get a little tarnished. Somebody have to rub him up and make him shine all over again. Every now and then, somebody might drop something on Buddha's toe. And they have to call a sculptor in to design, shape, and make God Buddha a new toe. But my God needs no repairing. And not only does he not need repairing, but everything he made needs no repairing. If you think I'm lying, look at the sun. Been shining for millennium of years. And I've never heard of no electrician climbing the staircase of eternity trying to fix yonder sun. But yet my son always come up in the east, go down in the west. Sun never gets behind. Sun never hurry up. It just tiptoes through the universe. Sun does not need no repair. Look at the moon. You see the moon change its form 4 times every quarter. You see it as a quarter moon, and then a half moon, and then a three-quarter moon, and then a full moon. But yet nobody ever said the moon one time has ever been out of order. Look at the stars. Nobody never climbed to put a star back in its silver socket. I said nothing my God made ever needs no repair. Look at yonder sky. Painted blue, really it's two-tone, because it's blue in the day, black in the night. Dealing without a step ladder, or without a paintbrush. Huh? And the paint ain't cracked. The paint ain't begun to peel. Because my dog needs no repair. I don't believe you hear me. Nothing my God ever made has got to be repaired. Everything is just like he made it. Lemon is still sour. Peaches, still sweet. Salt is still tame. It's still tame. Pepper is still hot. Vitamin, still in vegetables. Protein is still in meat. Calcium is still in milk. My God needs no fixing. And nothing he made never has to be repaired. Because God is. Oh, I ain't through, y'all. You just got to wait on me. I said God is. God is. Why don't y'all say that with me? Come on, God is. God is. Then God is. When he made man in his own image and in his own likeness, I said God made man. Oh, I know what they're saying. Some of these old schools of thought try to show you that God didn't make man. I was reading the other night where somebody said 2 million years ago, something started wiggling. And then it kept on wiggling. And then something else started wiggling. And started wiggling for another 1 million years. But that ain't nothing but junk. Tell me who made the wigger start wiggling. No. God made man. And somebody said that we come from monkeys. Oh, you heard that. Darwin's theory of evolution implies that we come from monkeys. But I can't buy that. Because if we come from monkeys, show me where are the monkeys now that are still producing men. If monkey once produced a man, where is monkey now that's producing men? Chickens are still hatching chickens. Pigs are still having pigs. Snakes are still having snakes. Cows still having calves. So now tell me, Mr. Darwin, if monkey once made man, where is monkey now that makes man? Why is it, Mr. Darwin, that men are walking around and monkeys got their tail still jumping from limb to limb? Man of God, I said God. God made man. You gonna help me, ain't you? God made man. God spoke to the town and said, let us make man. All three of them with Abraham Wilson. The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The reason why all three of them was there was so that if the Father forgot something, the Son would have thought about it. If the Son overlooked something, the Holy Ghost would have put it there. Huh? God made man in the swiftness of a divine breath. He spat on the ground, formed man in his own image, picked up brains and head, muscle and cartilage, bones and sinews, picked up teeth, 32 of them, stuck them in gums, my gums, got nerves, put them all over the body. God got 2 shoulders, joined on to 2 arms, connected to 2 hands, joined on to 14 joints and 10 fingers. God got him 2 legs, joined on to 2 thighs, joined on to 2 ankles, and shooting off 10 toes. God
him and shaped him, made and configured man, and then taught over it, played with it, molded it, formed it, fashioned it, until he got it like he wanted it to be, and then stood it up. Notice I said he stood it up, because it did not become a he until he breathed into its nostrils the breath of life. And then he became a living soul. God is a God. When he makes man in his own image. I'm getting ready to leave you now. But before I leave you, just let me tell you, all I've told you is really nothing but generality. Because God is. When he acts like a God. And when he talks like a God. I heard somebody say, if you really want to see how God is, take a good look at Jesus. I heard Dr. D.L. Moyer when he said in Jesus, divine omnipotence moved in a human arm. In Jesus, divine wisdom was cradled in a human brain. I heard him say that in Jesus, divine compassion was glistened in a human eye. In Jesus, divine grace poured forth out of a human lip. And so then, my brothers and sisters, why God is when he acts like a God, and then when he talks like a God. And you know, there are just a few more reasons, and I'm coming on home now, why my God is. Why, I don't know about you, but I don't want a God that I have to stop and deliver him. And I'm not interested in having a God that I've got to take time to pick him up. Gregond, it is said that back during the days of the prime of Buddhism, why, when Buddhism had become one of the most prevalent and renowned religions in our world, Gregond, they tell me that the Buddhists, why, decided to build their god Buddha a brand new shrine. And time came wherein they had to move Buddha from one province down to another. And they said that they loaded old Buddha upon an ox cart and began traveling with him down to the brand new province. And somehow that cart began to tilt, because somehow it got stuck down in the mud. Lord, and they tell me that it took 71 men a whole day and a half to pick Buddha up and put him back up on yonder's ox cart. Lord, but I'm not concerned about having a God that I got to pick him up. No, no, but I want a God that when my feet are down in the miry clay, that my God is able to reach down and pick me up, turn me around, plant my feet on solid ground. Oh, Lord. And they tell me, great God, that the Shintos had a custom of having their gods way up on top of their shrines. And whenever the weather got bad. Yes, mud would spew up in that God's face. And when the storm had become calm, yes, they have to climb up on top of that shrine and wash up and clean up that God. Oh, yes, it is. But I'm not concerned today about having a God that I got to clean up. Oh, no, I'm not. But rather, I want a God that can clean me up. Yeah, I want a God that when I'm feeling wretched and undone, yeah, when I'm dirty and then stained in sin, yeah, I want a God whom I can tell, Lord, wash me and I shall be clean. Purge me with a hyssop, and I know I'll be clean. Wash me, Lord, and I will be whiter than snow. Oh, Lord, create in me a clean heart, Lord, and renew in me the right spirit. Oh, Lord, they tell me, yes, sir, that the only reason why those other religions had those gods in their beautiful statues was because they loved to go there, touch that God, physically feel their God. Oh, Lord. But I'm not concerned today about having no God that I can touch. Oh, no, I'm not. But rather, I want a God whom I can say he touched me. Yes. And oh, what joy flooded my soul. Yes, it did. Something happened. Yes. Looked at my hand, and my hand looked brand new. Looked down at my feet, my feet got lighter. Yes. I want a God that I can say he touched me. Oh, Lord. I'm coming on home here. Yes. God is when science cannot do what my God can do. Oh, no, it can't. Yes, science has lifted valleys and lowered mountains. Science has made many contributions in technological inventions and discoveries. Yes, but there are some things that science cannot do. There are some things that my God only can do. Oh, yes, it is. Science cannot invent a handkerchief that'll wipe away all tears from your eyes. But my God can. Oh, yes, it can. Science doesn't have no answers to suffering, don't have no answers to death. But I heard my God saying, when Job said, if a man dies, shall he live again? My God said, yes, because I am the resurrection. Oh, Lord, science doesn't know anything about the forgiveness of sin, but God does. Oh, yes, he does. Science cannot tell me nothing about the pain of pardon, about the sting of death, about the gloom of the grave, but my God can. Oh, Lord, I wish I had a witness here. Feel pretty good. Yes. Yes. Yes, sir. Science, Lord God, can tell me how far the earth
God.
Is from the Son. But science does not know how far God separates my sins when I repent and trust in God. Oh, no, we can't. Science can move my body around in rapid speed. But science does not know where my body goes when this earthly house of this tabernacle shall dissolve. Oh, we have another building not made by hand. Science can take stains out of material, stain out of marble, and stain out of silk. But only the blood of Jesus can wash us from all of our sins. Science with nuclear power can blow up this world into bits and pieces. But nobody but the Lord can reach down, pick up those pieces, remold and make my life all over again. Oh, Lord, I'm trying to stop here. Yeah, just hold me a little while. Yeah, God is when you can't find him out. You cannot take God, put him on a slide, put him under a microscope and look at him. He's beyond finding out. You cannot dilute my God, put him in no test tube and start looking at him. You cannot put him over a Brunson burner, heat him up, watch him expand, cool him off, watch him contract. Just can't do my God like that. He's beyond finding out. Yes, he is. God is. Just let me tell y'all. He's fuller than full. Higher than up. Lower than down. Wider than around. Longer than across. God is. God is brighter than the sun, more refreshing than the rain, more radiant than the moon, more pure than air, clearer than a crystal, mightier than a mountain. God is, I'm gonna preach anyhow. Yes, sir. You cannot measure him. No tape can measure him. No circumference can go around him. Philosophy cannot explain him. Fire can't burn him. Water can't drown him. God is. Do I have a witness here? Yes, sir. God, creation didn't start him. The rapture won't end him. He's up to date, down to date, before the date, beyond the date. And when dates done stopped, my God, still be going on. Oh, my Lord, I'm coming on home here now. Yeah, he's able. Do I have a witness here? Oh, he's able.
K-A-Y-T. K-A-Y-T. Digital radio.
Digital radio.
Has arrived. Hear the difference.
Crystal clear sound.
Hear the difference.
Digital radio station.
K-A-Y-T.
You work hard all week long. 1 hour, your money's gone. Build a house and the rent is due too. Without the Lord, it will all fall I wish I could make a wish in every